Turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, he just got through with the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We call it the faith chapter. And then in chapter 12 and verse 1, he says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. We have a cloud of witness there. There are so many that have gone on before us and testified to us of the goodness of God, of the presence of God, of the glory of God. One of my, one of the men that I grew up with, Brother R.W. Shambach, I've got a picture on my wall that another pastor painted for me. Brother Shambach standing there with his hand out like, finger out like this, and it says, you don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. Amen. All you need is faith in God. We have a cloud of witnesses that has left us stories of faith, of how they overcame and how they made it through. This room, if I could figure up the years of experience in this room right now, of the healing power of God, the victories of God, the testimonies of God, the things that God has done in people's lives, we have enough in this room right now to make a library of the greatness and the goodness of God. We have a cloud of witnesses, and we have joined because he said that, therefore, we are part of that cloud of witnesses now, and we can declare the goodness and the glory of God, and we can say, I know what God can do, and yet I'm hungry to find out what he can do. Hallelujah. I've seen a lot. I've experienced a lot. I've watched God change situations and change lives. But I gotta tell you, I don't think that I have got to the depth of who he really is yet, of what he can really do. Hallelujah. As we stood praising the Lord in his house today, such a holy moment, such a sovereign moment with God. We have got to learn to respect that. That is not just a good feeling in church. We're not here to get goosebumps. We're not here to have an experience in his presence as much as we are here just to worship him. But when you worship him, he inhabits the praises of his people, and he reveals himself, and we have not even scratched the surface of how God is going to reveal himself as we just abandon our agendas and abandon things that we have planned and just go into his presence and let God be God. Let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit does. Amen? Hallelujah. I don't know what's going to happen, but I am planning on turning that recovery room in Cox Hospital into a praise and worship center one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. It's happened every time this so far, and I'm planning on it happening again. Praise God. You know why? Because wherever I am, he is. Wherever we go, he goes with us. What he is comes out of us, and he is Lord over all things. You can't sedate Holy Spirit. You can't shut him down. You can't move him out. He'll stand a corpse up and preach if he has to. I know, because he did it in South Africa one time. In Psalm 34, there's a powerful scripture. As we think about the fact that we have a cloud of witnesses, and now we also are a cloud of witnesses with them. We witness with them that have gone. We witness with the testimony of Abraham. We witness with the testimony of Moses. We witness with the testimony of our elders that have walked this road and have paid the price. We witness with them, and we have experienced the goodness of God with them and walked with them. Hallelujah. We know his power. We know his goodness. We know his greatness. Hallelujah. We've walked this road, and we've been given an inheritance by the Lord God Almighty, and he has brought us into his inheritance, but we also have the inheritance of our fathers who have walked before us, and they've went on to heaven now, but we have their testimony that God is good. Amen. We have their testimony that God is good. Hallelujah. I've walked with them. I remember one time going to a meeting with Brother Earl Blanchett. We were preaching a meeting. He was preaching two nights. I was preaching two nights. He come and picked me up in his car that night. I usually drove, but that night he was. We went. Me and him drove together. And if you rode with him, you were prayed up by the time you got to where you was going. I'm just going to tell you, that man, angels drove his car because he didn't. He picked me up, and he was so full of God. I mean, we were on our way to a meeting, and he was going to be preaching that night. And as soon as I got in the car, he started talking to me and preaching to me. And we started down these curvy roads going over toward Galena. And here we are going down through there. He's driving. He's looking at me like this. He's talking and he's driving. And I'm sitting there hanging on thinking, God, this is payback for all the things I did when I was a teenager. All the people I scared when I was a teenager. This is payback. I know what it is. And he's driving. We get on 160, and we're heading down, getting ready to turn, and we're getting closer and closer to the road we're supposed to turn on to go down to Abesville. You know that before they made the intersection real nice? Y'all know what I'm talking about? And it was just a 90-degree turn. And we're going, I look over, he's running 75, 80 mile an hour down the road, and he's looking at me and he's preaching. I mean, he is sharing the word of God. He's full of the word of God. And I'm sitting there watching that road come up, and it's getting closer and closer and closer, and we were right at it. And I said, this is our road. He never even he just started turning the wheel and preaching to me. Never missed a word, and that car started sliding. And we slid through that turn, and he never took his eyes off of me. And he's preaching, sharing the word, and I'm hanging on. And he somehow that car straightens up, and we just keep going, and he never stopped. He was in heaven. He was sharing the word. He didn't have time to worry about driving. We have the witness of people that have experienced the walk before us. We have the witness of people who have walked through hardships in their families and come out on the other side. We have the witness of people that have walked through sickness, disease, and infirmity and come out on the other side. We have the witness of people who have been attacked by addictions and alcohol and drugs and all kinds of life-controlling things, who have been delivered and come out on the other side. We have the witness today to give us strength, and it's up to us today to join with that witness and be declared the glory of God, because we are entering into a new phase of the presence of God, a new phase of the church age. It's called the age of the finisher. And we are going to finish strong. We're going to finish with power. We're going to finish with authority. We are not going to go out like some whimpering little kitten. We are going to go out with the roar of the lion. Hallelujah. Glory. Let the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. I will have them in derision. I serve a God that is not shook by the rantings and ravings of a mad society. Hallelujah. I am not shook by the fist of ignorant people raised toward God, threatening God to remove him. I serve a God that does not get upset at those things, but he says, I will laugh at you. I will have you in derision. Amen. But I got to tell you something, the church that serves him and worships him, the only laugh he's going to have is a laugh of pleasure as he gets in with us and we worship with him. And angels join in with today. I was standing over there and I said, come on, angels, you know this is good. You know you want to get in on this. Amen. Amen. I welcome them. I tell them all the time, come on, you might as well get in here. You know you want some of this. Hallelujah. They can't worship like we can. They've been in the very presence of God, but they can't worship like we can because they are not the redeemed of the Lord. We are those that have been taken out of captivity. We are those that have been taken out of bondage. And we have a song of freedom that the angels can't sing. We have a song of deliverance that they don't even know how to put into words. But they stand back in awe and listen as we talk about how we've been delivered. We've been set free. We were lost, but now we're saved. We were bound, but now we're free. And the angels stand back and applaud and say, that is amazing. We don't know what that's like. There is healing in our praise. Psalms chapter 34 and verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. That is the word that we need to get in our spirits and our hearts today. That needs to become our motto, that I don't care what comes, I will bless the Lord. I don't care what the devil does, I will bless the Lord. I don't care what kind of trouble comes against my life, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will worship the Lord God Almighty because he is Lord. And he deserves my praise. You want to fight? You want to fight through the victory? Lift your voice and begin to praise him. Begin to worship the Lord. In all the things that come against you, praise him. When you don't feel good, praise him. When you feel defeated, praise him. When all hell broke out against your life, praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. When things aren't going right in your life, I tell you what, we get so wimpy today that we just kind of have a little bit of a bad day and we're just defeated. The devil's attacking me and boo-hoo, what in the world? Well, God, don't you know that my feelings are hurt? Don't you know that I've been insulted? All of heaven should come down and hold my hand because I have been offended. I can only imagine Daniel standing there in heaven going, oh my. Oh, God, help him. Help him, God. Amen. He had the teeth of lions waiting to sink into his flesh, and yet he praised the Lord. Hallelujah. The Hebrew boys, they stood there standing in front of a fire that killed the ones that tried to throw them in. And yet they stood there and said, we're not careful to answer you in this, King. We have a God that is able to deliver us. But I want you to know that if he does not deliver us, we're going to praise him anyway. We're going to shout anyway. Hallelujah. And their praise was going before they ever went in the fire. And when they got in the fire, a fourth voice joined in. And they sung with the praises of heaven and the very Son of God walking around and said, the king said, I see four men walking around. What were they doing? They were worshiping God. They were declaring the things of God. They got in the fire with the Son of Man and they were in heaven. They wasn't in the furnace. Hallelujah. Their praise was strong before they went in, and their praise was still strong when they got there. And when they come out, they were still praising God. Turned a whole nation. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You want to know if you got any faith, let all everything in your life go wrong and see if you can praise him. That's when you got faith. Amen. When the doctors tell you you can't recover and you start praising the Lord like he's done everything for you, that's faith. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul said, for in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. He didn't say for everything. He said in everything. Hallelujah. Sometimes I have a hard time thinking about praising him for what's going on, but I don't have a hard time praising him in what's going on. Hallelujah. Because it separates us. It sets us apart. Praise God. Me and Sister Betty have praised him in the darkest nights that we've ever faced, and yet we praised him. We give him thanks. And God always showed up in the darkest hours of our life. Hallelujah. He does not abandon us in those times. A lot of people say, I don't know where God went. Well, God's with your praise. Start praising him and you'll find out where he's at. Hallelujah. He has a hard time joining in with your complaining, but he sure enough jumps in when you start praising. Hallelujah. You wanna cause angels to have Pentecostal spasms in heaven? You start praising God right in the middle of some hardship, and angels will start stomping and shouting all over heaven. Amen. God will stand up. Jesus will stand at the right hand of the Father, and he'll say, that's my kids right there. That's my kids. I'm about to bring them home, and they're just one step away from crossing over. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he said, I will. Everybody say, I will. That's a statement that says no matter what, no matter what's happening, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I wrote, this is a hodgepodge of my notes and other things. I wrote this song. I wrote some words down to a song today that was going over in my spirit. And I didn't know where it was going to fit, but it's fitting right now. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Shout Jesus on the mountains. Shout Jesus in the streets. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit spoke something to me. Let's stop right there. There's some people that go to this church. Holy Spirit just told me that there's some people stayed home today because depression has overwhelmed them. We're going to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we break this thing. We speak Jesus over fear and anxiety. We speak Jesus over the stronghold of depression. Lord, you just dropped it in my spirit that there are people belong to this body that have become overwhelmed today with discouragement and depression. And we speak Jesus over them right now. Depression, you cannot win. You will not win because the Spirit of God inside of them is rising up right now and coming powerful. Father, I thank you that praise is beginning to come out of their mouths as they begin to lift up the name of Jesus. We speak Jesus over them. Lord, there are people watching this online right now, Lord God, that are battling, Father God, with discouragement. And Father, I thank you that discouragement is leaving. The lack of courage is leaving. And Lord, I thank you the courage is coming. The courage of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for that. Lord, I thank you, God. There's people right now, Father God, sitting in their home just staring at the wall. They feel hopeless. They don't know what to do. But Father, I thank you that right now your presence is coming into that room, into that place, Father God. You're beginning to break, Lord God, that numb heart. You're beginning to penetrate the numbness of that spirit. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the shining light of God breaking through the darkness. Darkness, you cannot shut out the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we declare that the light of the gospel is shining right now in their lives. Suicide, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You demon spirit, I tell you to shut your mouth right now. You will not speak another word. Stop. In Jesus' name, you will not speak another word. Father, I thank you for the healing power of God coming into that brain, Father God. I thank you for truth coming alive inside of them, Father. I thank you that right now, life and truth is rising up, and the spirit of suicide is breaking over that person and coming out of them in Jesus Christ's name. Move out of that room. Move out of that house. You don't belong there anymore. You spirit of heaviness, you spirit of darkness, we break your power in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. Lord, we intercede for this life. We intercede for this people, Lord God. And Father, I thank you that there is life coming into their very beings right now. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, God, that the Holy Spirit is speaking. And Lord, I thank you, God, Holy Spirit, give them courage. Cause them to begin to praise you. Let praise come out of their mouth in this dark moment. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Father. There's people right here in this church that you've been covering, you've been hiding, you've been putting on a good front. But God knows that in your secret hours that there is despair and hopelessness. But today, the light of the gospel, you need to just start speaking the name of Jesus. You need to start worshiping him because there is hope and life in the name of Jesus. You can speak it over every darkness. When you begin to sing and worship and just declare his name, things begin to break. It starts coming off. Amen. There's been times in the most darkest, loneliest times of my life, I began to worship God at the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And when I first started doing it, I felt nothing. I felt despair, but I kept pressing through. And in a few moments, the glory and presence of God would fill that room and hope would fill my life one more time. And God would raise me up and give me strength to go on. And that's what God wants to do to you today. He wants you to stand up and begin to do what you know to do. Begin to speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory. Shout Jesus on the mountain. Jesus in the streets. Hallelujah. Oh, his name is amazing. Last Thursday night, Holy Spirit dropped it in my spirit And he said this, I heard these words in my spirit. Elijah's running to the top of the mountain right now, crying, choose you this day whom you will serve. My Elijahs are beginning to climb up the mountain, declaring, choose you this day. John the Baptist is in the river, baptizing and saying, who has warned you to repent? And declaring the gospel of Jesus. He's looking up and saying, this one, the one that's coming after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not even worthy to carry. John the Baptist is declaring, there are John the Baptists right now across this nation that are declaring the Lord Jesus Christ and his glory. Hallelujah. Nathaniel's getting up from out from under the fig tree and realizing that there is a Lord Jesus Christ and he is the Messiah and he's about to be delivered. John and James and Peter are jumping out of their boats, throwing their nets aside and saying, it's time to lay aside every weight and every sin that has beset me. It's time to get rid of the stuff that's holding me back. We're going to get out of the boat. We're tired of fishing for slimy fish, and we're going to become the fishers of men. Hallelujah. There's a Philip that's running down to Samaria right now, and he's running with the word of God in his mouth, and he's about to begin to speak, and miracles are going to be happening all over the Samarias of this nation. God is causing people to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily ensnares them, and they are running into the battle. They're running into the fray and declaring the name of Jesus. Simon the sorcerer might think he has control of that city, but there's one about to show up with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords living inside of him, the power of the Holy Spirit, and he's about to show that he has authority over all demons, over all witchcraft and warlocks and sorcerers in every city. God is beginning to move forward, and he's causing his people to rise up in strength and power, and there's an anointing that's coming upon the people of God across this nation. Hallelujah. The thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I got to tell you something, Jesus has come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. There's an authority in this house today. There is an anointing in this house. Just keep on walking, sissy. Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus right now. God, I thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. In Jesus' name. God, I thank you for hope. Hallelujah. Thank you for life. Hallelujah. Thank God there, that binding spirit of darkness will not hold the people captive that are called upon the, they're calling upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I declare over this young lady right now that that depression is going. In Jesus' name, that darkness is breaking. That hopelessness is breaking right now. In the name of Jesus, you are free. You are free. You are free. Hallelujah. There's a power and anointing of God that can set the captive free and break every yoke of bondage off of people. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. What an amazing God. What an amazing God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Sister Gail, you've been on my mind and spirit all morning today. And God wants you just begin to give him thanks. In this dark hour, in this thing, every once in a while you just get overwhelmed with emotion and it's so hard. But the Holy Spirit is right there with you and he is working to break the powers of darkness and he's going to bring you out on the other side. I just want you to grab hold of that today and say, God, I hold on to you. Not the circumstances, I hold on to you. There is power in the name of Jesus. I speak Jesus. over darkness. I speak Jesus. Hallelujah. I speak Jesus over sickness. Jesus over infirmity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak Jesus. Glory. There's an anointing coming upon the body of Christ in this room right now. There's a powerful anointing coming upon us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are not running. We are not running to the caves. We are not running to hide. We are running to the mountaintop to declare the name of the Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Ahab, you're going to have to bow. Jezebel, you're coming down, because the name of the Lord is being raised up and praised in this house. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's a power. Just receive that anointing right now. Stand with me. Receive that anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shout Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the streets. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. There's a power here today. Thank you, Lord. Mighty is our God. Mighty is our God. Thank you, Jesus.